Hundreds of families living at the Pearl Harbor military base in Hawaii have been forced to leave their homes after fuel from a storage facility leaked into the water supply. Families report that the tap water smells like gas. It's been making them nauseated, giving them headaches and rashes. And now Hawaii's governor is calling on the Navy to clean up the leak and pause any other fuel operations. For more, let's bring in Bill Dorman. He's the vice president and news director of Hawaii Public Radio. Bill, welcome.
Aloha, Tanya.
Those side effects, Bill, they sound awful. Almost 700 families forced to leave the base. But there's 93,000 people living nearby who depend on this water. Can you give us a scope of this issue?
It's true. To put it simply, the Navy has a serious water problem here in Hawaii. As you mentioned, the immediate issue about that tap water, the fresh water that goes to 93,000 people using the military water supply on the island of Oahu. That is mostly families in military housing, but it does include some civilians, even a few local schools. Last week, the Navy got hundreds of complaints about that water smelling like fuel, having an oily sheen, and people got sick, mostly stomach cramps and vomiting, skin irritations, rashes. Late in the week, the Navy confirmed that there is petroleum in the water, although they say they don't know yet how it got there. And the focus of all of this, the nearby military fuel storage facility called Red Hill. It's a World War II era complex of 20 fuel storage tanks that are buried underground, not far from Pearl Harbor. Each one is massive, capable of holding 12.5 million gallons of fuel. So that's a capacity of 250 million gallons. And those tanks sit about 100 feet above the aquifer that supplies nearly 20% of the drinking water for urban Honolulu.
Why are those fuel tankers so close to this crucial source of water underground?
This all begins with, again, the phrase World War II era. This was started actually before Pearl Harbor, but in an effort to secure fuel tanks and locations in a basically in a mountain underground. Mm-hmm. While this particular case, of course, details still under investigation, there have been issues in the past with leaks, cases of human error with release of some fuel. Back in 2014, there was a spill of 27,000 gallons. Back in May of this year, there was a 1,000-gallon leak from a pipeline. Now the Navy has suspended use of that Red Hill fuel facility. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro said they were doing that voluntarily. But there's also been a lot of pressure from the governor, Hawaii's entire congressional delegation, other state and local officials. And as you mentioned, the state wants the Navy to go further and to drain those fuel tanks, which are currently holding about 180 million gallons of fuel. Trust is a real issue here. Governor David Ige and the state's congressional delegation blasted the Navy, saying it's not effectively operating the World War II era facility. And all of this, of course, coming at a time when the Navy Secretary was already scheduled to come out here for ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. So he's been getting a firsthand look at this situation.
You mentioned Secretary of the Navy Carlos Del Toro speaking. He actually spoke on Sunday at a press conference about his own experience on military bases. Let's listen.
The Department of Defense often didn't care as much as they did about the conditions of family housing. And my own kids, yes, experienced having to live in houses with lead paint and other challenges. For me, this is personal.
Those on base, understandably, are outraged. What's the opinion among other communities affected? Do they think the Department of Defense cares as much as they should?
I would say that trust is a lingering issue and certainly is going to be for a period of time. It's on the Navy to restore that trust. There are a series of issues that are being addressed for the short term. Fresh water, bottled water being supplied to households, hotel rooms being made available for military families. But the hotel rooms are for 10 days. After that, we'll see what happens. It's not clear how long the water system will need to flush out that fuel residue. Then, honestly, there's the longer term situation with the Red Hill fuel storage facility itself. The lieutenant governor and others have called for a third-party oversight on the federal level. Maybe it's the Environmental Protection Agency coming in to oversee a longer-term solution that carries some independent credibility and is able to engender some of that trust.
We should mention that this fuel is leaking into the water as Hawaii faces record flooding. How does that complicate Hawaii's response and the Navy's response?
Right now, in terms of the fuel investigation, it's not posing direct problems with the investigation or the case of the drinking water itself, but it really is a reminder about the vulnerability and the vulnerability of natural resources everywhere, but particularly here in Hawaii. Storms and issues from beach erosion, sea level rise, other aspects of climate change, you know, they have an impact on every area of our life. And when you live on an island, that is very apparent to you. And in Hawaii, that connection with the natural world is crucially important, and it's fragile. And it's something that people care deeply about and are concerned about how the Navy is going to handle this from here on out.
That's Bill Dorman, Vice President and News Director of Hawaii Public Radio. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya. Aloha.
And some developments on this story. The Navy now says it will contest that emergency order to stop fuel operations from the Hawaii Department of Health, setting up what could be a legal showdown. We'll be following this story.